Numbers chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of Yahweh, and these are their journeys according to their goings out. And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. On the day after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which Yahweh had smitten among them. Upon their Elohim also Yahweh executed judgments. And the children of Israel removed from Ramses and pitched in Succoth. And they departed from Succoth and pitched their tents in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. And they removed from there, from Etham, and turned again to Pihahiroth, which is in front of Baal Zephon. And they pitched in front of Migdol. And they departed from in front of Pihahiroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and pitched their tents in Merah. And they left from Merah, and came to Elim. And in Elim were 12 fountains of water, and 70 palm trees, and they pitched their tents there. And they removed themselves from Elim, and encamped by the Red Sea. And they moved from the Red Sea, and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. And they took their journey out of the wilderness of Sin, and encamped in Dophka. And they departed from Dophka, and encamped in Elush. And they removed from Elush and encamped at Rephidim, where was no water for the people to drink. And they departed from Rephidim and pitched in the wilderness of Sinai. And they removed from the desert of Sinai and pitched at Kibroth Hathava. And they departed from Kibroth Hathava and encamped at Hazeroth. And they departed from Hazeroth and pitched in Rithma. And they departed from Rithma and pitched at Rimon Perez. And they departed from Rimon Perez and pitched in Libna. And they removed from Libna and pitched at Risa. And they journeyed from Risa and pitched in Kehelatha. And they went from Kehelatha and pitched in Mount Shaphir. And they removed from Mount Shaphir and encamped in Harada. And they removed from Harada and pitched in Machiloth. And they removed from Machiloth and encamped at Tahath. And they departed from Tahath and pitched at Terah. And they removed from Terah and pitched in Mithka. And they went from Mithka and pitched in Hashmona. And they departed from Hashmona and encamped at Moseroth. And they departed from Moseroth and pitched in Benehakin. And they removed from Benehakin and encamped at Hor Hagidgad. And they went from Hor-Hachijad and pitched in Yotbatha. And they removed from Yotbatha and encamped at Ibrona. And they departed from Ibrona and encamped at Ezion-Gaber. And they removed from Ezion-Gaber and pitched in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. And they removed from Kadesh and pitched in Mount Hor in the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up into the Mount Hor at the commandment of Yahweh, and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the first day of the fifth month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. And King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south of the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. And they departed from Mount Hor and pitched in Zalmona. And they departed from Zalmona and pitched in Punon. And they departed from Punon and pitched in Oboth. And they departed from Oboth and pitched in Iyabarim in the border of Moab. And they departed from Iyim and pitched in Dibongad. And they removed from Dibongad and camped in Almon Diblathaim. And they removed from Almon Diblathaim and pitched in the mountains of Abarim in front of Nebo. And they departed from the mountains of Abarim and pitched in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. And they pitched by Jordan from Beth-Shishimah even to Abel-Shittim in the plains of Moab. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you are passed over Jordan to the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from in front of you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And you shall dispossess the inhabitants from the land, and dwell in it, for I have given you the land to possess. And you shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families. And to the more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falls. According to the tribes of your fathers you shall inherit. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from in front of you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be goads in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. And moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do to you as I thought to do to them. End of chapter.